Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the finance show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's Wednesday, the 12th of October, 5 minutes past 10. We've just been chilling out here for the last few minutes, preparing the show, and it is in fine fettle, as you will see. I'm joined here by Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners. Have we been overwhelmed by the rally in the pound overnight?
Well, it's a flutter, isn't it? I mean, I don't think anybody's got a great deal of conviction that Brexit doesn't mean Brexit. We have got a court hearing for the government coming up as to whether or not Parliament can intervene more directly to effectively block Theresa May activating Article 50. I don't think anybody wants to go aggressively short with a certain amount of event risk ahead of us. But, you know, I'd have to say fundamentally, pound's probably got very little support above 115 on cable.
And just the other side of the coin there, the market seems to be rather more convinced than it was before about, well, not a November rate hike. That's a dead meeting event. Mm. There was one, but a December one, or, I mean, the next move, there will be a move relatively soon on interest rates in the UK.
Fed minutes later on this evening, 7 o'clock UK time. Market has been steadily edging up on the probability of a December rate hike. We're currently up to about 68%. We've had a whole raft of members from the FOMC queuing up to be hawkish. We've got another two before the minutes are out later on today. I think rate hike December, but market seems to be thinking, as last year, one and done, may not expect another one through 2017. Of course, the Fed is going to want to push back against that notion very, very strongly indeed. They want to get more rate hikes in place, even if the rate hikes are going to be gradual. Well, of course, they've been gradual. We had one last year. We might get one this year.
The annual rate hike, that's got quite a good ring to it.
Your little Christmas present. Here you go. Higher interest rates. But, I mean, it's taken the dollar index to a seven-month high, so clearly the markets are reacting to it.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance. Brexit turns UK earnings upside down. Once struggling oil and mining groups and defensive industries are big winners since June the 23rd, according to the Financial Times. Yuan devaluation by PBOC earlier today. People's Bank of China sets yuan reference rate at 6.7258 versus yesterday at 6.7098. Huge devaluation of the yuan again, according to Forex Live. I thought they were the people who said we're just going to do one.
Is that huge?
Well, not really, but it's probably more huge than promising not to do any at all.
Well, look, as I said on this show before, there's two things here. One is, as of the 1st of December last year, the PBOC, People's Bank of China, is targeting a basket of currencies rather than just the dollar. So if you're looking for insights into the PBOC's thinking by reference to just the dollar rate, you're looking at the wrong thing. Second thing is, devaluation is not a story in China. It's been ongoing. We had this mini deval, 3%, August last year, but we've really had continuous devaluation, actually until July, August. Actually, we've seen over the third quarter, we've actually seen something of a stabilisation of the currency against the dollar. Now I think it's in the SDR basket. I think, you know, further downwards pressure. As I said before, China needs a weaker currency in order to rebalance its economy, and that's precisely what it's doing. So that, for me, in a way, is not news, but it speaks to a longer-term trend which has been in place for, you know, quite some time.
Okay, let's move along to Nicole Elliott, who's a trader at the Investors Chronicle. Andre Usai, senior VP at the ratings agency, warned yesterday that we expect higher economic uncertainty in the UK and still slower economic growth in the rest of Europe to continue to reduce investors' appetite for high-yielding assets. Europe's five global investment banks, Barclays, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, I'm not sure that's a global investment bank, I'm not sure that RBS is a global investment bank either, or a bank of any kind.
We don't have any global investment banks in Europe anymore.
Right. not a good.
Five too many.
It's not a good paragraph so far.
They're all busy dismantling their investment.
Who have about $1 trillion in non-core assets will have to sell these at increasingly deep discounts to risk-averse buyers over the coming year. Barclays is estimated to hold half the total, RBS one third. And fire sales will impact the bottom line. I don't think that RBS's bottom line could be impacted any more than it already has been.
Well, it made continuous losses in the financial crisis, isn't it? And ultimately, it's not the bottom line which is directly important. It's the capital position. Obviously, retained profits or losses impact capital, and that's ultimately what keeps banks ticking over.
I'm not quite sure which ratings agency that is, but we'll try and find out. Is it Moody's or?
I want to shake their hand, whoever they are.
Yes, exactly, yes. probably better to keep it quiet, actually.
Late for that.
Eurozone, industrial production, Switzerland ZEW survey, and the US Fed's William Dudley speaks on US economy, George speaks on the US payment system. We have JOLTS, job openings, and Fed releases minutes from September 20th to 21st FOMC meeting, which Mike has touched upon already. Yes. Moving along to what's become my favourite part of the opening sequence now, just seeing where... Oanda's long-suffering clients have been putting their money. hopefully they're bouncing back now. The euro sterling has bounced back in their favour. So we've gone from 91 down to, I think, 89.80 pence today. So maybe their persistence will be rewarded. Dollar-yen neutral, which is probably a good reflection of the price action. They are bullish on euro-dollar, which is rather sad, given that euro-dollar seems to be sinking now. Made its break to the downside. You can see what's happening there.
Well, actually, the divergence trade, so-called divergence trade, that was supposed to be on from the start of this year, actually seems to be playing out at the moment, because people have talked about taper tantrum or a mini taper tantrum, and you have indeed seen a bit of a bond sell-off globally. But the last few days, you've actually seen European bonds rallying, even as you're seeing a sell-off in the UK and the US. So the market is clearly pricing in rate divergence. That's not only because they think that the chances of the Fed hiking in December have risen, as we've already touched upon, but also perhaps renewed confidence that Europe might be looking to ease further.
Right, and going on to the trade of the day, tip TV trade of the day, sell around 2450, objective on the Dow Global Index, 2380, and stops above 2490. The rationale there, repeated failure around 2480 plus increase in December rate hike probability to trigger market correction. So you have been warned and told there on the Dow Global Index. Next slide is from Investors Intelligence, the index hotline there. The NASDAQ composite develops a bearish point and figure breakout at 5240. I've got that right now. Price objective at 5140 and stop loss at 5360. It looks like it's rolling over, it has to be said. Next slide, we hope. The Euro Stocks 50 index develops a bullish point and figure breakout at 3050. Price objective at 3300, stop loss at 2900. It's difficult to go in different directions, I think, on these equity markets, but we'll see which one is the winning one there. On to the broker recommendations, which have been very carefully curated by Mike Ingram.
You love that curating.
I do, yes.
Don't you? So Electric Components, the electronics distributor, very helpful new recommendation from Citigroup, having been sellers at 185, now turned neutral. Having doubled their target price to 375. They are behind the curve even to a greater extent than the other brokers. They've been chasing this thing all the way up. Currently, they're thinking a target price of 327. This is a stock which has been a direct beneficiary of the devaluation of sterling. Most of its sales are realised outside the UK. Earnings estimates have come up by about 25% so far this year, and they're still heading up. But of course, you've seen more than a doubling of the share price, so you've seen a massive re-rating. Citigroup this morning have upped the premium that this company should be trading at to a 25% versus the rest of the sector, which for me just seems to be a way of generating a higher target price as an insurance policy. But let's see. There are lots of these kind of effectively short sterling positions which have benefited amazingly. Page Group reported yesterday, pretty mixed bag as far as the numbers was concerned. They reported weakness in the UK, the US, Asia, but also outside of Brazil, strength in Latin America, strength in Australia, strength in continental Europe. But they did reiterate their full year forecasts. But again, events have overtaken the recommendation, which is why again they're chasing that that target price up, and they've raised it from 320 to 390. And lastly, Anglo American Macquarie neutral. Again, a situation where they're chasing prices higher. Anglo's been particularly favoured because the market's likes the company's strategy on focusing on three product areas, that'd be copper, platinum, and diamonds. They seem to be ahead of the curve in terms of their cost reduction program. They seem to be doing quite well. I mean, we haven't had much news from the company recently, but they did have an update on the 28th of July, which was a lot better than market expected.
Okay, just a quick look at the charts. Electric components up, up and away, rising trend channel, that beautiful progression there over the last month or so, with that sort of step by step price action there. 450, the technical target, while we're above, let's say, £3.50. Page also looking rather buoyant with the thrust through the 200-day moving average at £3.76 after a gap to start the week. Looks like that's heading towards £4.40. And then Anglo American, one of the best performers amongst leading stocks this year, bottomed out around 220, now up to £10.33, and looks like it's heading towards 1200. So our friend, our broker friends may have to change their price target very soon, given they're about 200 pence offside. But on that note, Mike Ingram, strategist of BGC Partners, thank you very much for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today. We'll be back after the break with the proactive slot.